Another favorite subject of mine is in 1986, there was a tax law change, and that was a tax law that basically collapsed the real estate market at one time, simply because the real estate prices were highly inflated, simply because you had doctors or high-income employees offsetting some of their income against the losses of real estate. You know what I'm talking about here? So what happened in 1986 to these high-income employees or like doctors and accountants and attorneys? What happened then?
Well, I take this very personally, too. In 1986, all of us highly paid professionals lost the ability to offset that real estate loss against that type of income.
So you're an accountant, and you weren't allowed to take some of those losses anymore. So how are you able to do that?
The key is that I need to build real estate that creates cash flow. That's how I can offset the losses against other type of income just like that.
Okay, so again, the best advice here is talk to a tax professional like a CPA to understand this. But after 1986, the laws greatly changed. And I always laugh and I tell people it really penalized the smart people and rewarded the dumb people like me who didn't really know any better. And when the market crashed, none of the accountants, the doctors, the lawyers, they couldn't buy that real estate because it no longer made any sense. So that's why in 1989, I went in and started picking up some of the best property in the entire world. They were giving it away for pennies on a dollar because all of a sudden a huge market was taken out, which were the doctors, accountants, the attorneys. So that's how volatility played in. You know, I love when the market crashes because that's when I can go in. Same as stocks, you buy low, hold, and sell high. So the principles still are the same, except that real estate goes a little bit slower, but it has more tax advantages. But even though it's slower, it gives me more stability. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, the other thing that I'll add, too, is that the reason real estate works so well for you is that you have businesses. You're not working as one of the self-employed, highly trained professionals. So you're able to offset your passive income you get from business. That's why real estate additionally works so well for you.
Yeah, I think we should say again, there's three types of income. There's earned income. And earned income is income that you physically have to work for. For example, in my personal life, as Diane knows, I'm doing my best to minimize my earned income. In other words, I don't want a paycheck. You know, it's almost like a, no, don't give me that paycheck. Don't give me that paycheck. Whereas the average person is, please give me a bigger paycheck. Give me a bigger paycheck. The point I'm making here is that your thinking has to change once you understand the tax laws. So I want as low a paycheck as possible because that's the most highly taxed income there is. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's the type that we can't offset the passive losses against.
Right. So in my other companies, I have passive income coming in, not from real estate, but because I have other businesses. And that income I'm allowed to offset from my real estate, which gives me the double advantages in there. So the more you understand tax law, and a little while later we'll bring in Garrett Sutton to talk about structures or entities or corporations, some people call them legal entities. Once you understand that, you get this multiplier effect that real estate can give you above all other investments, but you really have to invest some time, and we're only scratching the surface right now. But the tax advantages, if you know what you're doing and you can do what you have to do, i.e. create several different companies, legitimate ones, that are making money, real estate can be a massive advantage to your portfolio.